You're listening to NewsRamp Environmental and Energy. Today is Saturday morning, August 1st, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Larger bubbles could make water electrolysis more efficient. A recent study challenges the assumption that small bubbles are ideal for water electrolysis. Researchers found that larger bubbles, which merge and leave the electrode later, can improve the hydrogen evolution reaction efficiency by up to 30%. This discovery offers a new perspective on energy losses in hydrogen production, potentially revolutionizing the industry. For more information, visit the original source at https://www.sci.org/10.1016/j.esci.20125.172.
Aperam publishes its half-year report for 2026. Aperam has published its 2026 half-year report and Q2 earnings report on July 30, 2026. The reports are now available on the Luxembourg Stock Exchange's electronic database and Aperam's website under Investors, Reports, and Presentations. Annual Reports. Aperam is a global player in stainless, electrical, and specialty steel, committed to leading in the circular economy of world-changing materials.
Stone Day Capital Partners updates coverage on Emetis Inc., NASDAQ, AMTX 1Q26, highlighting a transition towards recurring low-carbon fuel monetization. Revenue increased 27% year-by-year to $54,600,000, with gross profit improving to $2,800,000. The key change was recurring quarterly 45Z recognition tied to current period production, with $4 million recognized across dairy NRG and California ethanol. Credit monetization is moving from narrative to reported earnings, showcasing positive trends for Emetis.
LIG Assets Inc. provides update on Mariana, Florida calcium mine and SK-1300 valuation initiative. LIG Assets Inc. provides an update on its Mariana, Florida calcium mine and SK-1300 valuation initiative. The company is working with industry professionals to prepare a potential SEC Regulation SK Subpart 1300 technical report to validate and enhance the value of its mining assets. Management believes that the updated report may reflect the increased market prices and demand for calcium products, potentially strengthening the company's revenue base and long-term financial position.
Green energy breaks. American Fusion Inc. highlights strategic Washington engagements, provides corporate update. American Fusion Inc. shared updates on strategic engagements in Washington, discussing potential applications for its Texatron fusion engine platform. The company also highlighted progress on corporate objectives, including Form 10 effectiveness, Rule 15 C2-11 quotation application, OTC QB qualification pursuit, and development of its 5 megahertz Texatron pre-production unit for commercialization and capital markets goals.
China to regulate EV battery recycling. China is set to regulate EV battery recycling to address safety and environmental concerns. Whalefall Tech advises that new rules will require end-of-life batteries to go through authorized channels. This move aims to transform lithium iron phosphate battery recycling operations. As more jurisdictions follow suit, industry players like Masimo Group may need to adapt.
Hormuz closure puts EV manufacturing at risk. The ongoing closure of the Strait of Hormuz poses a significant risk to the global electric vehicle industry. I look over last week on social media and my impression of what you have come to life and what you need to learn from the industry. With challenges in transporting essential raw materials for EV battery production, concerns of supply shortages and increased manufacturing costs loom. Companies like Rivian Automotive Inc. may need to implement contingency plans to maintain production levels, potentially leading to higher costs for consumers.
Microsoft considers abandoning its clean energy goals as AI power demand grows. Microsoft is reconsidering its clean energy goals as the demand for AI power grows. Bloomberg News reported on May 6 that the tech giant may delay or abandon its commitment to match every hour of power consumption with clean energy purchases by 2030. Companies like American Fusion Inc., developing additional energy options, could provide scalable solutions for tech hyperscalers like Microsoft. American Fusion TM Inc. advances Texatron TM development with the completion of the structural frame for its 5MW pre-production system. The company is moving towards integrated assembly and controlled testing, focusing on scalable infrastructure-grade applications. American Fusion TM is also working on larger 10MW, 20MW, 50MW, and 100MW designs for future commercial deployment. Regulator review processes in Texas are underway as the company raises up to $5 million for continued development.
Easy Environmental Solutions and TerraPlenish reference show outstanding yield increases and offer alternative to petroleum-based fertilizers. Easy Environmental Solutions Inc. showcases remarkable results with TerraPlenish Refres in addressing the global nitrogen shortage. Independent rice trials reveal a 12% increase in yields per hectare with 50% less synthetic fertilizer usage, offering a sustainable alternative to petroleum-based fertilizers. The company's innovative approach signifies a shift towards agricultural independence and local fertilizer production, crucial for enhancing food security in a volatile global landscape.
Western Star Resources announces it will be attending key meetings in Washington and will be presenting at the Commodities Global Expo in Washington, D.C. Western Star Resources Inc. announces President and CEO Blake Morgan will attend and present at the Commodities Global Expo in Washington, D.C. The conference, focused on commodities, mining, and energy sectors, will provide networking opportunities. The company will also hold key meetings in Washington discussing future development of its critical metal assets across North America.
Quarterly results. PNAG reports good start to 2026. PNAG has reported a strong start to 2026 with significant growth in normalized EBITDA to $17.9 million. The earnings were driven by successful project sales and improved wind conditions. The company confirmed its fiscal year 2026 guidance, with total operating revenue reaching 68.9 million euros and revenue increasing to 56.2 million euros. CEO Heiko Wuttke noted positive results from the transformation and cost-cutting program Focus and Deliver. Greenland Energy, GLND, advances Greenland oil strategy with major drilling agreements. Greenland Energy is making significant strides in its Greenland oil strategy with major drilling agreements. The company has secured advanced rig capacity and logistics for its upcoming onshore oil exploration program. This move comes as Greenland becomes a focal point for explorers and investors seeking long-term energy security outside traditional regions. Greenland's recent agreements aim to overcome logistical challenges and tap into the potential hydrocarbon resources in the Jameson Land Basin.
Rock breaks, ES Gold Corp eyes next growth phase at Montauban. ES Gold Corp, a development stage company focused on acquiring, exploring, and developing mineral properties, is gearing up for growth at its Montauban Gold Silver project in Quebec. The recent $7.20 million offering will fund the project's advancement along with general working capital. CEO Gordon Robb sees this as a crucial phase in defining Montauban's full potential. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Mining news breaks. ES Gold Corp eyes next growth phase at Montauban. ES Gold Corp, a development stage company focused on mineral properties, is pushing ahead with its Montauban gold-silver project in Quebec. With gold prices holding strong, the company closed a $7.20 million offering to advance the project and for general purposes. CEO Gordon Robb sees this phase as crucial for Montauban's development. ES Gold is known for clean mining practices and sustainable resource recovery.
Greenland Energy Company advances Greenland oil strategy with major drilling agreements. Greenland Energy Company advances its Greenland oil strategy with major drilling agreements, securing access to advanced rig capacity and operational support. The Jameson Land Basin, where the company is drilling, is attracting attention for its potential hydrocarbon resources. As global energy markets seek supply security outside traditional regions, Greenland is emerging as a frontier for explorers and investors. The company's strategic agreement with Stampede Drilling aims to facilitate drilling operations for its exploration efforts in Greenland.
Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. details key milestones and future drilling plans at an emerging growth conference. The company's sedimentary phosphate project in northeast Nevada aims to supply direct application organic fertilizer to U.S. South agriculture markets. With confirmed consistent phosphate mineralization and assays returning grades averaging 10.93% P2O5, Nevada Organic Phosphate plans an expanded 2026 drilling campaign while pursuing additional permits with the U.S. Bureau of Land Management.
Charbon releases updated presentation and fact sheet. Charbon Corporation has released updated investor materials, including a corporate presentation and fact sheet, showcasing the company's focus on clean, ultra-high purity hydrogen production. The materials highlight the industrial gas market tailwinds and Charbon's growing portfolio of production plants across Canada, the United States, and Asia Pacific. With a strategic approach, Charbon aims to capture the accelerating demand for UHP gases in key sectors like semiconductors, AI, and aerospace.
Hybrid Power Solutions secures its largest order to date, valued at over $50 million. The purchase order from distributor LMDH for 10 Spark Hybrid systems to location GM marks a significant milestone for the company. This order highlights the growing demand and strong user economics for hybrids' reliable, emission-free power solutions in industrial applications. Deliveries are set to begin in June 2026.
Mayor Tong Thompson highlights strategic growth potential in San Angelo. Mayor Tom Thompson discusses San Angelo's strategic growth potential on the Building Texas show, highlighting performance-based incentives attracting large-scale industry projects. A third-generation data center could bring in $7 to $12 billion in revenue without straining resources. Plans for interstate access, airport expansion, and water reclamation show the city's commitment to sustainable growth and talent retention. For more, visit the Building Texas Show's YouTube channel. Deligny AG has reported a positive start to the 2026 financial year with a 4.0% increase in turnover to euro 18.1 million. Despite challenges in the market, the EBITDA margin remains stable at 6.4%. The company plans to propose an increased dividend for 2025 and confirms its forecast of around 66 million euros in revenue for 2026. Deligny Group continues to focus on revenue diversification and international expansion. Generation Uranium engages Plutus Invest and Consulting GMB Heech for marketing services. Generation Uranium Inc. has engaged Plutus Invest and Consulting GMBH for marketing services, including consultation on advertorial marketing and public relations strategies. The agreement, effective from May 12, 2026, involves an advertisement-based investment awareness campaign focused on the European investment market. Plutus will be compensated with a media budget ranging from €100,000 to €250,000. Contact Plutus at Buchstrasse 13, Bremen, 28195, Germany, or email contact at plutus@plutus.d, phone +49 421 175 40174.
Line eMobility reports Q1 results and confirms fiscal 2026 outlook. Line eMobility AG has reported its Q1 2026 results with revenue at €3.3 million and positive EBITDA at €0.3 million, despite lower revenue. The company is transitioning to new high-performance battery cells, expecting a revenue boost in the second half of the year. Line also confirms its 2026 outlook with revenue above €35 million and a strongly positive EBITDA.
Greenland Energy GLND targets frontier energy opportunity as global supply pressures intensify. Greenland Energy is targeting frontier energy opportunities amidst intensifying global supply pressures. With a focus on Greenland's Jameson Land Basin, the company aims to unlock untapped hydrocarbon resources to enhance long-term supply security. As geopolitical instability and reserve depletion drive interest in new energy sources, Greenland Energy positions itself strategically within the evolving global energy landscape. How legacy car firms are slowing the EV transition. A new survey reveals that German car industry managers are more advanced in the electric vehicle transition than commonly believed. Some slower-moving legacy firms are distorting the overall progress. Research from the University of Sussex and the Fraunhofer Institute shows that firms like Ferrari NV with ambitious EV plans are crucial for the shift. Report says renewable energy is approaching cost parity with fossil fuels. A recent report from the International Renewable Energy Agency reveals that renewable energy sources like solar and wind, paired with battery storage, are now cost competitive with new coal and gas in many regions. This challenges the notion that intermittent generation hinders clean energy's reliability. Companies like Vision Marine Technologies Inc. could benefit from the increasing integration of renewables in the energy sector.
Amedis reports first quarter 2026 financial results. Amedis reported a 27% revenue growth in the first quarter of 2026, reaching $54.60 million, with positive gross profit and increased dairy NRG production. The company's operating loss improved by approximately 60% to $6.30 million compared to the same period in 2025. Amedis also saw significant growth in its India biodiesel segment, rebounding to $10.50 million in revenue with the resumption of OMC tender shipments under new contracts. Network news breaks: Oregon Energy Corp. appoints former Impact Oil and Gas executive Philip Birch as strategic advisor. Oregon Energy Corp. appointed former Impact Oil and Gas Exploration Director Philip Birch as strategic advisor. Birch's expertise will support Oregon's evaluation of a potential investment in Namibia's offshore block 2812AB in the Orange Basin. The block sits adjacent to the Venus discovery within the same proven petroleum fairway. For more information, visit the company's website.
Investor news breaks, O-Region Energy Corp appoints former Impact Oil and Gas executive Philip Birch as strategic advisor. O-Region Energy Corp has appointed former Impact Oil and Gas Exploration Director Philip Birch as strategic advisor. Birch's expertise will support the company's evaluation of a potential investment in Namibia's offshore Block 2812AB in the Orange Basin, adjacent to the Venus discovery. O-Region is primarily focused on oil and gas assets in Africa, with a current flagship investment in Block 2712A offshore Namibia.
Planet Ventures, Inc. enters orbital power race as space economy faces energy bottleneck. Planet Ventures, Inc. is diving into the orbital power race to address the energy bottleneck in the space economy. With rising power demands from satellites and space infrastructure, the company's recent investment in Mantis Space reflects its focus on foundational technologies. Dr. Bohr's appointment brings valuable expertise to Planet Ventures as it positions itself at the forefront of the evolving space industry.
Greenland Energy Company targets frontier energy opportunity as global supply pressures intensify. Greenland Energy Company targets frontier energy opportunities in Greenland's Jameson Land Basin as global supply pressures intensify. The company aims to unlock frontier-scale energy resources for long-term supply security and strategic diversification. With a focus on underexplored hydrocarbon regions, Greenland Energy is positioning itself within a shifting global energy landscape. Policymakers and industry leaders are increasingly looking beyond traditional oil-producing regions to secure new, scalable hydrocarbon resources.
Be water. Naturally filtered artesian water as microplastics concerns reshape bottled water. Growing scientific attention around microplastics is prompting consumers to reevaluate how their water is sourced, processed, and packaged. Be Water, by Green Concepts, Inc., delivers naturally mineralized spring water created by geology rather than processing, emphasizing quality and consistency in packaging. Recent studies show microplastics can originate from water sources and packaging components, driving a shift towards more natural hydration options. The Midwife in Vienna launches baby's first bath on Amazon.com. The Midwife in Vienna debuts baby's first bath on Amazon.com, offering a European-inspired newborn bathing ritual to families in the U.S. Founded by midwife Sarah Larez, the product aims to create a calming and intentional experience for parents and newborns. With a focus on gentle care and minimalist ingredients, the brand's glass packaging reflects its commitment to health and the environment. Learn more on their new USA Instagram channel.
Okay, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.